We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Resh Tzadi Zayin, Siv Gimel, says the Mechaber, Sakim Meleim Bissamim, Shemesimim Ha'inam Yehudim Toch Kankane Hayayin, Afalpisha Mudra Lahariach Behem, Ein Mabdilim Alehem. Bags full of spices which non-Jews place into their containers of wine, even though it is mutter to smell those bags, since the wine does not give taste into the besamim, rather the besamim would be giving taste into the wine, Eim avdilim aleim, one should still not make havdalah on them, because the Mishnah Berurah explains it is ma'os lagavol. It is disgusting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to use such besamim for havdalah, for a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah also brings from the Taz that one cannot make a bracha of barim minei besamim on a container which no longer has spices in it, but rather remains a smell from the spices which were previously in it, in its walls. Sif Dalid, Nagu levarich al hadas kol hecha de'efshar. It is best to use the hadas, which one used for the Dalid minim on a sukkis, explains the Mishnah Berurah, anytime this is possible. Because, kevan de'esavid mechada mitzvah liyava ba mitzvah chrisa. Since it was used for one mitzvah, one should continue to use it for another mitzvah. However, points out the Mishnah Berurah, this is only true the rest of the year, but not on Sukkot itself, because at that time the hadas is huksa l'mitzvaso, it is only supposed to be used for the mitzvah of dalid minim, and not to be smelled, and one would not use it for havdalah. The Ramah comments, v'yesh omrim de'ein levarich al hadas hayavesh, de'einu meriach rak al sha'ar besamim. One should not make a bracha of barim minei besamim on a dried out hadas, because it doesn't really smell. Rather, one should use different besamim instead. That is our minhag as well, not to make a barim minei besamim on a dried out hadas, because it does not really smell. The Rama thinks that it is best to take the hadas and put it with other besamim, so then you can be mekayim all the different opinions. Sif hey, mi she'inu meriach, inu mevarich ala besamim, alim kein niskaven lahotzi b'nei beso haktanim shehigiyu lechinach, o lahotzi mi she'inu yodea. One who does not have the ability to smell. Either they never had the ability to smell, or some explain, even someone has a cold, and they're stuffed up, and lamaisa, they are not able to smell. They cannot make the bracha on the besamim, unless they are having in mind to be yotze a child who is higia l'chinach, or someone who does not know how to make the bracha, so they make the bracha for these people, and the other people are the ones that smell, then the person who cannot smell is able to make the bracha, even though he won't be smelling it himself. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that everybody disagrees with this psak of the Mechaber. And this person who cannot smell would only be allowed to be motzi, the children of the house. However, for reasons of chinach, however, he would not be able to be motzi someone who does not know how to make a bracha on his own. For since this person who is not able to smell is not really mechoyev in the besamim, he's not obligated in smelling the besamim. Therefore, he cannot be motzi someone else who is chayev in the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even though in general we have a concept of yatza motzi, that even though I was already yotze a mitzvah, I can still be motzi someone else in a mitzvah who is not yet yotze, that applies to bona fide mitzvahs, says the Mishnah Berurah. However, this din that one smells the besamim is really only a minhag chachamim, but not an actual chova on every individual person. So therefore, we do not apply the concept of arvus or yatza motzi to the minhag of besamim, and therefore one would only be able to be motzi someone else in the bracha of besamim if they themselves are going to smell from the besamim as well, just like any other birchas hananin, as we saw earlier in Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah also says that if one is too far away from the candle to see the light of it against their fingernails, and they are not really benefiting from that candle, and therefore they are not really being yotze with this bracha of Bori Me'ore Ha'esh, they should wait until after the person who's making the Havdalah completes the Havdalah, and then go up and make the bracha on their own, and benefit from the light. The same thing would be true with the besamim. If one is not able to smell the besamim after the person who is making Havdalah makes the bracha, then he should wait until after the Havdalah is complete and make the bracha on the besamim and smell it. This is the conclusion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, even though in the Salmos Chaim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld seems to think that it will be a hefsek if one hears the Havdalah, and therefore they would need to make a bracha again afterwards in order to smell the besamim, and cannot rely on the earlier bracha that the person who made the Havdalah made on the besamim or on the candle in order to be mekayim the mitzvah afterwards.